Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson. Joining me in studio is Marnie Werner.
Good morning.
And joining us by phone from the West Central Initiative is Nancy Straw. She's the president and CEO. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Jim.
So you folks in that part of the world, and if you don't mind just kind of describing sort of the geographic region that your organization covers?
Sure. We cover nine counties in west central Minnesota. So if you look at a map of Minnesota, we're about right in the middle, north and south, and we're on the western edge, so we border both North Dakota and South Dakota.
So it's a sizable region, and I understand in your part of the world there's been quite a spike in manufacturing.
There has. We've been working very closely with manufacturers for over 20 years in our region, and we've watched the average wages increase in our region, in some cases outpacing other parts of rural Minnesota, and we've seen our employment more than double since 1990. It's really impressive when you look at the numbers for just our nine counties, and then if you combine the central Minnesota area, which gets a little closer to the Twin Cities, they also have a very high increase.
Well, that's a plus. I presume, though, also coming along with that are some challenges, right?
Well, sure. Any rural area of Minnesota right now is facing some challenges about finding enough workers.
So what are some of the things that your organization is doing to sort of try and address those issues?
Well, we've had a program to help companies train their workers, manufacturing workers, for over 20 years called Workforce 2020. And we've seen some significant increases in productivity among our manufacturing workforce, and also sort of turnover rate for those employers who have taken advantage of this program have seen greatly reduced turnover. Companies have really benefited from that.
So what do you do in the program specifically that's helping that would be different from just a manufacturer left on their own?
Well, one of the key partners for us is Enterprise Minnesota, because they have field staff that go into the manufacturing companies and work with them to identify things that can make their companies more profitable, more productive, and more competitive in this environment that we live in with global economy. Mm-hmm. And those Enterprise Minnesota field staff are able to help identify unique training needs that can really help a company improve their productivity. And they also have access to a nationwide pool of experts through the Manufacturing Extension Partnership, which is a national organization. They have a pool of experts available to them so they can bring in unique world-class training to our manufacturing companies. And they've been doing that for about 20 years.
Mm, so the manufacturers get some really focused help with their own organizations.
They do. It's very focused. It's very skill-specific. It's very short in duration, typically just a matter of a day or 3 days, perhaps, and often, almost always, happens on-site within the manufacturing facility, so the employees don't have to leave to go somewhere else.
Well, it sounds like a great program, and congratulations on your success so far, Nancy.
Thank you.
And this has been Rural Minnesota Radio. We'll catch you next week.